This is Carrie Siders. It's Wednesday, July the 8th. Kind of hump day, thank goodness. But it's getting hotter, so I'm not sure if that helps us. In fact, it's just a little after 1 o'clock here this Wednesday afternoon. It's already 99 degrees. Flea hoppers are increasing somewhat, even though we've got some cotton that's getting to a point where they can sustain some losses. But let's don't take any prisoners on this younger cotton. We got to make sure that we're scouting. We got to make sure that we know what the numbers are and make a decision whether to deal with those. Irrigation is critical at this point. Our evapotranspiration rates at this next 7 to 10 day heat wave is going to be tremendous. In fact, I was just in a field of wheat stubble, and the cotton looks beautiful. However, that wheat stubble acts as a wick. It's literally not like a wheat straw, but a drinking straw. As that breeze blows over that straw, it literally sucks moisture out of the ground. And this guy was watering very well, but I think as this week progresses, that cotton's very well going to suffer from a deficit irrigation standpoint because of the losses from because of the standing wheat. The solution is to use something like a stalk chopper placed in the middle of the rows while this cotton's still relatively small, and lay that wheat down, kind of crimp it a little bit, break that straw. It's still in contact with the root system, and that's what allows that moisture to literally be wicked out of the soil. The other thing, of course, guys could try a cultivator, but I'm afraid you're going to drag that stuff, and it's just going to be, you're going to ball up and make a heck of a mess. This is Carrie Siders. Have a good day.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent for Hale and Swisher County, calling in with another IPM podcast this week of July 7th and 8th. So in our scouting program, we're picking up quite a few more flea hoppers right now. We haven't had to spray anything just yet, but we are picking up quite a few. I've got some borderline fields, especially over there toward the northeast of Plainview, but we're picking them up everywhere. We've had as many as one flea hopper for every 3 feet in a couple of fields, but the square drop just wasn't there. Now, that threshold is a twofold thing where we've got to calculate our square drop or retention, whichever way you want to look at it, and square drop. So using a drop cloth method and the population of flea hoppers, we want to see a flea hopper every 1.5 to 2 feet with a square drop that's 10 to 12%. We started picking up just a few ligas as well, but nothing to speak of too much. We still are having some false chinch bugs in our cotton field, but they're not causing any damage we can tell, but they are feeding a few predators, which is pretty good, and hopefully we'll curb some flea hopper damage there before we reach threshold and anytime soon. We did see our first bloom in our cotton fields. Unfortunately, I think we're still some time off on majority of fields being there. Certainly within the next 10 days, that I think most fields will be there, and that's still plenty ample time to make it before our last effective bloom date of August 24th here in the Plainview area. In our corn side, we started picking up a few spider mites, nothing too serious. In sorghum, we've got a little bit of fall armyworm activity and a few corn leaf aphids, but those aren't anything too much to worry about. Certainly not the sugarcane aphid. Haven't seen, happen or hear of them, but some folks have mistaken that corn leaf aphid for sugarcane aphids. These guys are going to be up around the whorl mostly instead of down low in the plant, and they're also going to be just color pattern a little bit different. They're just not going to be that whitish color, and they're going to their cornicles are going to have spots all the way down connected to the body as well. So that's pretty much our report we've got going on for Hill and Swisher County right now. Still running quite a bit of irrigation, and some of the cotton is jumping in this heat, so we're talking about a little bit of PGR in a few places, but just not to get too carried away with it. But we're also trying to keep that cotton focused and not try to grow to be the tallest tree in the forest just yet, because we will run short of water at some point. We want to be a little bit shorter and a little bit more efficient, and hopefully we'll be able to hold on to some of those squares and bowls later on if that plant's a little bit shorter. So that's it for Hill and Swisher County this week.
This is Dagan Teague, IPM agent for Floyd and Crosby counties. Now, definitely seeing quite a bit more activity. Nothing to be worried about. Nothing to spray for. Seeing two or three here and there, and square sets looking pretty decent, and not too many square drops, and it's looking pretty good. Hoping this heat will keep them at bay, and won't see as many.
This is John Toby with Bailey, Castro, and Palmer counties. We're seeing a little bit of flea hopper activity, but it's actually dwindled down a little bit from what we've seen in the weeks past. I actually was getting those pretty early, but then they kind of dipped down a little bit in these past couple weeks. TGRs are going out pretty steadily because of the fact that we got that last little bit of rain that tracked through the area. In corn, we are seeing a little bit of increase in spider mite activity, actually, on the V5 leaf coming up. In my sorghum fields, I'm actually seeing a lot of fall armyworms, a lot more than I anticipated. Just some oral feedings here and there, and nothing to be any concerned with. This is John Toby. Thank you.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.